WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston, and of course the rest of the world as well, because it's available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. I've got a great show lined up for you today. We've got lots of new music recently released, but most of it you probably haven't heard of before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with music from the Bodines, Paul Westerberg, and the House Martins. I have new tunes from Grace Ives, Prima Queen, and Dayglow. Plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Always. This is Adult Diversion here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Even if you don't notice, as I am, are you? You're listening to TK on 91.5 FM, WMFO.
I can hold you tonight. I might never, no, never. back or don't pay no attention. Too much of a hassle.
WMFO, TK hanging here with you. It is music you might otherwise miss. Thanks for joining me here on a sweltery Tuesday morning here in the Boston area. Hopefully we're going to get some relief ahead of us tomorrow. All right, let me tell you what we did there. The first set of the opening hour that I finished up there with Grace Ives. She lives in, she's a Brooklyn-based singer-songwriter, rather. She just released her latest album, Janky Star, came out on June 10th. She dropped a pre-release single called Loose back in February, and I actually dug this one. I like this a little bit as a deeper cut, but it really holds up well. It's called Angel of Business. Matiel, before that, from her album Satisfactory, Je ne me connais pas. The Bodines from 1986 with Still the Night off the Love and Hope and Sex and Dreams album. New stuff from Kitchen Boy. They have an album coming out, Excessive Garishness and Sentimentality. That was Something, Something, Something. Then the hour started with Always from their self-titled debut album. That was Adult Diversion.
Hey there.
What's up, bruh?
Hello.
Aloha.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hola.
Hi.
It takes a lot of voices to create the sound of us. The Y welcomes all of them with open arms. From career readiness to safe spaces, the Y is there. No matter who we are. Now, more than ever, they need your support. Donate to your local Y today. The Y, for a better us.
Read by members of the Y.
We have music coming to you in this hour from Paul Westerberg, the House Martins, and Iggy Pop. Next up, going to stay with a newish tune from a band called Prima Queen. Prima is spelled P-R-I-M-A. They're fronted by two women. They're best friends, Louise McPhail. She's from Bristol in the UK, and Kristen McFadden from Chicago. They met in London when McFadden was studying her music master's degree, and I'm already smitten with the band. Listening to a couple of their tunes, and I like their indie pop sensibilities. This tune is called Chew My Cheeks. It was a standalone single, came out in November of last year. New music from Prima Queen here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
On your face, you make it easy. Intangible, a visceral pool, a daydream. Clenched between my teeth, for you, I chew my cheeks. For you, I'm down here on my knees. You make it easy. You make it easy.
My heart on my sleeve. I
guess it still shows.
Freeform Radio. Tufts University. Excuse me, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Banging our way through the first hour. It's about 11:31 right now. We finished up there with music from Gary Louris. He's a guitarist, singer, and songwriter of the alternative country and pop music. I like that description. He's a founding member of the Jayhawks and the principal songwriter and vocalist after the departure of Mark Olson. Louris is often credited with the band's subsequent move over to like folk country towards a more progressive pop sound. That tune, very poppy, was called Follow. My favorite track on his third solo album, Jump for Joy, came out in June of 2021. Also in there, Paul Westerberg for 14 songs in 1993 with First Glimmer and Prima Queen got it all started. Chew my cheeks. All right, we're going to change directions, go old school a little bit with a band called Arms, which is not a good name for a band, but it's actually Todd Goldstein. He's from Brooklyn, New York. I discovered him back in April of 2007 with the release of this single called Worrying. That was also included in his debut disc called Kids of Flame. And then I decided, well, you know what? I'm going to play it again because I haven't heard it for a while. It's a fun rocking tune. Music from Arms here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
men who choose. And if you don't, women's lost. What a good place to be. Don't believe it. What a good place to be. Don't believe it. Speak a different language and it's never been to me. Don't believe it. Oh no, cause it's never been to me. No, 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 no. What a good place to be. Don't believe it.
Give me a chance to hold on.
91.5 WMFO. My name is TK. You're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Finished up there with some Snow Patrol. Going back old school with them as well. They are a Northern Irish Scottish rock band. They formed in 1994 in Dundee, Scotland. They consist of Gary Lightbody, Nathan Connolly, Paul Wilson, and Johnny Quinn. Oh, and Johnny McDade. They initially started as an indie rock band. They went, I guess, more into the post-Britpop movement in the mid-2000s. And that kind of is an example of that. You're All I Have from Eyes Open. The House Martins before that from London Zero, or Null, Hull 4, from 1986. That was Happy Hour and Arms with Worry. Got it all going. All right, I'm going to keep it moving here with new stuff from a tune called Dayglow. It's really just a professional pseudonym for Sloan Strubble. He's from Fort Worth, Texas. He's an unsigned indie alt-pop project started by this high school senior, rather. Talented young person, writes, plays, produces all his music in his makeshift studio. I first found him in 2016 with the single Can I Call You Tonight? That was included in his debut full-length album, Fuzzy Brain, in the following year. He's getting ready to launch his third full-length album, People in Motion. It's due out October 7th. I've got one of the pre-release singles. This is called Then It All Goes Away. Really new music from Dayglow here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
listen to everything, so you don't have to. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK on 91.5 FM WMFO.
It's a rainy afternoon, 1990. The big city. Jeez, it's been 20 years. Candy. You were so fine.
Yeah. To run down, are you? Keep your eyes.